we are all satisfied in the manner that the Anti-Corruption Bureau has demonstrated their determination to fight against this vice, the corruption in the country. The corruption in the country has been the root cause of underdevelopment of this country, and that's why Malawi is one of the poor countries, which I think the major reason being the fact that the corruption is very high. So the Director General for Anti-Corruption Bureau, Ms. Martha Kizuma, in the past 6 months, she has demonstrated that determination of fight against the corruption. And you are aware of the fact that whosoever is fighting corruption, corruption also fights back. That means those that are benefiting from corruption, they will fight back.
So specifically, what are the Catholic bishops asking to see that the government does to protect these employees of the Anti-Corruption Bureau?
So the bishops are considering basically three things. One, they are asking the government to ensure that there is no interference whatsoever in the operations of the Anti-Corruption Bureau, in the current investigations that are taking place. Secondly, the bishops are also saying those that are involved in the investigation of cases, including the Director General of Anti-Corruption Bureau, the security of these people must be guaranteed. Thirdly, they are also saying, let the Anti-Corruption Bureau be funded. And that's why they are appealing also to the donor community to provide funding, because we are talking about cases in magnitude, huge cases, corruption cases that would require a lot of money. So they are saying, let the Anti-Corruption Bureau be capacitated with the resources that they need in order to do the investigations, so that these cases are prosecuted, regardless of who is involved in these cases.
You talked about corruption fighting back. Do you think the lives of Madam Chizoma and her subordinates are in danger?
It is possible. That is a possibility. So that's why the bishops are more or less like setting a warning signal to whosoever is involved. But these people, since they have shown the determination to fight against corruption, let these people be protected, and their security must be guaranteed.
Well, some people have also expressed concern that sometimes the Anti-Corruption Bureau have been politically pressured to go after opponents of the administration or critics of the administration. What's the take of the Catholic bishops regarding this concern?
Not at the moment. Not at the moment is the leadership that we have at the Anti-Corruption Bureau. That's the whole reason why the bishops are praising the leadership of Anti-Corruption Bureau, Ms. Martha Kizuma, because she has shown that she can fight corruption even in the current government or in the previous regime. So that is exactly what is happening. So that's why the bishops are praising Ms. Martha Kizuma, because of the approach that she has taken.
So the bishops are pleased with the ongoing fight against corruption currently being undertaken by the Anti-Corruption Bureau under Madam Chizuma's leadership?
Yes, exactly. We are very, very happy that we have a lady who is determined to fight corruption. But she cannot fight corruption alone. She needs everybody's support. And that's why the bishops have decided to add their voice to the fight against the corruption.